AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. 3 months after an attempt was made on his life in Butler, Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump is campaigning there again.
I got very lucky, and maybe it wasn't so much luck. Maybe there's something else. Right? Maybe there's something else up there.
He commented on the shooting at a Friday rally in North Carolina. Now, tens of thousands are showing their support at the Butler Farm Show Fairground, arriving early for the event.
And I wanted to be here to support my President Trump. Love him.
Vice President Kamala Harris is surveying storm damage in North Carolina. FEMA's regional administrator Marianne Tierney says they're still focused on search and rescue and trying to help residents.
Immediate relief in terms of serious needs assistance to replace food, water, medicines, other life safety critical items, as well as displacement assistance.
The tropics are heating up this weekend. There's a new tropical storm, Milton, in the Gulf of Mexico, which could become an issue for the U.S. this coming week.
There is the potential for that system to strengthen as it moves east or northeastward across the central and eastern Gulf, and it could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida, either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday.
Dan Brown at the National Hurricane Center says the U.S. East Coast can also expect rough surf from Hurricane Kirk, well to the east of the Leeward Islands. In Lebanon, thousands are trying to flee from Israeli airstrikes. Our Mimi Montgomery reports.
Beirut's southern suburbs were hit by a dozen Israeli airstrikes, including one badly damaging a hall used by Hezbollah.
Film star Keanu Reeves has made his indie racing debut, but he spun out in turn 9. About 20 minutes into the race, Reeves wasn't hurt and continued driving. This is AP News. Extra patrols in the U.S. for the Jewish holidays.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. New York City is increasing security as the Jewish High Holy Days and the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel coincide. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The NYPD says it's stepping up patrols using heavy weapons teams, canines, and other measures. This year, there have been almost 500 hate crimes, with 56% of them against the Jewish community. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis's big Catholic reform project has opened with widespread calls for women to take up more positions of responsibility in the church, topping the agenda. The Vatican's doctrine chief said the debate was veering away from ordaining women as deacons. Deacons perform many of the same functions as priests, but they cannot celebrate Mass. They were examining alternative options where women can lead communities without the benefit of ordination. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.